श्रीमद्भागवतम 5.11.4 यावन् मनोरजसा पुरुषस्य सत्त्वेन वा तमसा वा अनुरुद्धं चेतो विराकुतिभिरातनोति निरं कुशलं कुशलं चेतरं वा. So here Jadbharat is describing how the mind is like an uncontrolled elephant, nirankusham. Ankusha is the elephant goad which enables the mahout, the person who is riding the elephant, to control the elephant. And when there is no such goad, then the elephant grows wild and the elephant takes the mahout in dangerous and even disastrous directions. So similarly, the goadless condition of the elephant is compared to the mind that is unsheltered in Krishna. So just as the elephant can get different kinds of desires and can go and run in various directions with no control when there is no goad, similarly the mind can get influenced by various passing or lasting influences which stem from the three modes. And accordingly, atanoti, it become expanded. What? Kushalam chetaramba. So, sometimes when the mind is influenced by goodness, we may engage in auspicious activities. And when engaged in passion or ignorance, we may engage in chaitaram, kushalam chetaramba. But either way, both kind of activities are material. And both keep us under the control of the mind, where we remain vulnerable to further attacks by the mind, which may be even worse than what we are subjected to at present. So, we need the ankusha to control the mind. And that ankusha is the holy name, is the remembrance of Krishna that is most easily and effectively possible by the holy name. So, when we chant the holy name, essentially what we do is turn our mind over to Krishna. So, an elephant cannot be controlled by our beating. We don't have the power to beat it. But the goad is made in such a way that it's sharp and it can touch the elephant at right points where it's vulnerable, and that sensitive area of the elephant's body where the air is exposed to the goad, it forces the elephant to come back on track. Similarly, the mind is so formidable that we by our own efforts can't control it much. Although it may not seem to always be leading us to disaster, but from a spiritual perspective, any activity that is not connected with Krishna is a waste of time. Within the relative perspective, activities in goodness or activities which are materially considered good may not be inauspicious, but from the spiritual perspective, they are. So as long as we are, our mind is yutaram kusham, then the mind can drag us anywhere and everywhere and bring us to disaster. So, material disaster is also possible if a person, say, drinks and then drives a car and kills someone or kills oneself. Or a person engages in full activity that will bring complications and reactions. But even if that didn't happen on the negative side, still all of us are vulnerable to the mind. And today it may seem to be acting congenially by being in goodness, but just tomorrow or maybe a few moments later the mind may start acting in passion and ignorance and drag us away. Therefore, at all times we need to recognize that we need ankusha. We need the goad to control the mind. And as compared to the hugeness of the elephant, the goad may seem tiny, but it has the power to control the elephant. Similarly, as compared to the major and mass problems that the mind puts us into, the holy name may seem insignificant. What can this just utterance of sound vibration do? But actually the holy name connects us with Krishna, and when we are connected with Krishna, at that time it becomes possible, indeed definitely happen, that we will be able to gain control over the mind by the almighty power of Krishna. So by remembering how the holy name is like an essential, indispensable goal for controlling the elephant-like mind, we can motivate ourselves to take shelter of the remembrance of Krishna as is easily possible through the holy name. Thank you.